like, and again, I have only known Mike Johnson for like 3 days. Okay, I really didn't know who he was.
Yeah,
I want to know, is he a happy warrior? He sounds like a happy warrior. You know,
what's a happy warrior?
Meaning that he can be tough and firm, but he's not difficult. Like Reagan. Reagan was a happy warrior. People liked being around him, even though he was tough in negotiating.
Well, we're about to find out.
You know, Mike Collins said it the other day. You need to be liked and you need to be trusted. That's to be huge. A good leader. It's true.
It's huge.
Liked.
Absolutely true.
And trusted.
But you need to also have that third component. I can bear not being liked as long as I stay honest and follow the truth.
No, it's true. It's absolutely true. But that'll make people like you. If they know over time they're going to get the truth from you.
Well,
you
can, I like that.
You can join us on the phones at 770-535-2911. My friend Frank sent me this video to watch, and he said, I know you don't like Matt Gaetz, and so I don't know if you're going to watch this. And I did watch as much of it as I could stand because I don't like Matt Gaetz. I think Matt Gaetz is trying to play this as if he intended for Mike Johnson to be the speaker all along and that it was all because of him and the other seven that got rid of Kevin McCarthy that they got Mike Johnson. That's not true. Okay? And look, Steve Bannon...
Personally, it is.
Steve Bannon was in this video, too, and I know Steve Bannon also. And, you know, I don't dislike Steve Bannon, but the two of them together were making me nauseous. Uh-huh. And I just think that he's not. Steve Bannon is more trustworthy than Matt Gaetz, and that's saying a lot. Let's go to the phones now and talk to Elizabeth in Gainesville. Hey, Elizabeth, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Good, Martha, and good, Rod Huey.
Hello.
Yes, y'all are wonderful. I love you.
Thank you.
And my comment is that Joe Biden is a puppet. He's a globalist. Klaus Schwab loves him. And he's doing what the globalists want him to downgrade the United States and get us to the point where we're no longer a superpower. And that's what the border is all about. The border is about flooding us with all kinds of bad things, with drugs, and with the expense of all these people coming in, it's not sustainable. That's what I think is going on. And he's perfect. Joe Biden is perfect because he's always got this plausible deniability of, well, you know, he's mentally slipping and maybe he doesn't mean it and all this kind of stuff. It's just plausible deniability. He's a great puppet and he's exactly what the globalists want at this time. I'll hang up and listen to your response.
Well, thank you very much. You know, one of the questions that I got related to the last visit that we had from Senator Ossoff, and I'm trying to find the answers because, you know, I finally did get some answers from Senator Ossoff's office related to these questions. Here we go. I just want to be sure we get all of them in here. We had three questions, and one of them was about the border. And I want to get to this so that I get the right answer. He said the border is a real problem. I asked if he was going to sponsor the House bill 2A, House Resolution 2A. The border is a real problem. The disorderly flow of migrants is a national security risk. There are a few Democrats who don't seem to recognize that. And there are a few Republicans who don't seem to recognize that trying to deport millions of undocumented people who are already here is a non-starter. I just helped move a bill through the Senate Homeland Security to add 600 more border agents. I'm looking for more solutions. If H.R. 2 heads to the Senate floor, I will study it in detail. Now, it's been passed on the House side, so it could, if you asked for it to go to the Senate floor, it could go to the Senate floor, Senator Ossoff. But the thing about not trying, why is it a non-starter to deport undocumented people? That's what I don't understand.
I kind of wanted to answer to that, too.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to jump the gun because I don't know.
Yes. Now, I would agree with you or with him that I'm a little more like Newt Gingrich, where Newt Gingrich thinks that you have to look at families that have been here a long time, even though they're illegal immigrants, in a little bit of a different way. You need to look at the whole picture. Like, did they come here Did they follow the rules? Did they not get in trouble except for coming here illegally? I'm not talking about the last 3 years. That there are families here that have lived here for 25 years. Their children have been born here. Do you deport the parents and keep the children? What do you do? He believes it should be a case-by-case basis. And I sort of am willing to look at it that way because you want to be compassionate. But this flood of the last 3 years.
Thank you.
Where they're living on the streets, they're defecating on the streets, yeah. They're in tents, they're taking up hotel rooms. Those folks don't have ties here.
And see, to me, that's a sneakily way to start moving. In other words, it's very simple to me how to start. I can show them.
Yeah.
I can show them.
You could show them.
Oh, yeah. I can show them. Tell them how to. I can show them. And I'll do it for the first month for free.
Okay. And I think that's, we have got to follow the rule of law. If we do not follow the rule of law, which means enforcing the border, we don't have a country. Let's go to the phones and talk to Anna in Dahlonega. Hey, Anna, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. Judge Napolitano interviewed Douglas McGregor yesterday, Colonel McGregor, who should really be General McGregor. And he has point of view about this thing going on in the Middle East that's worth a listen. And he seems to be somebody that our great leaders have missed the mark on. They should have taken him to be the Secretary of Defense, Secretary of State. When you listen to him, it's incredible. You can tell that he really knows what he's talking about. As far as the border agents are concerned, I think the days of the border agents have ceased. It's time to get the military down there and get real. As far as the Senate, and not so much Senate's not quiet, but the Senate, because they're getting what they want, the Senate and the House of Representatives, I think Mike Johnson is a good shot in the arm, like you said, if he follows through, but I really think he will. A lot of those dudes down there in Washington are there for FaceTime. They're playing. They want to be famous.
Anna, you are so right.
They just want to be famous, and I'm sick of it because they're on CNN, Fox, not Newsmax, but CNN, Fox, all the, spaghetti letters of the commercial media has really screwed us to the wall because they are perpetuating information that is not accurate and is almost borders illegal. The things they say to us, and unfortunately, it's really revealing that our educational system has failed us so much. Because you can see it with the kids in the colleges, and they're not asking any questions.
Right.
They've lost their way.
They're not learning to critically think.
No, they're not. And they're not in high school. It starts there. High school's like sixth grade anymore. You have to go to at least 2 years of continuing education just to be able to be lucid, just to be sound, like you have a brain in your head. This is serious business. Because one of the things that Douglas McGregor told Napolitano, because Napolitano was asking him, what do you think is going to happen in the interior of the United States? He said, it's coming, folks. It's coming, and we have a very, very large group of people who are very angry with us, and that's why they're crossing the border. This is going to be fixed right now. It can't be fixed next year or in the next presidency. If he has to get the president of the United States out of there, get him out of there now and get somebody in there. It's going to be one of those new things where, oh, we never did this before. Well, this is the time to do it because I can't think of a more critical time to replace the sitting president. That's all I got to say.
Thanks for your call today.
I liked a lot of things that you said. But I want you to think about one thing. I want you to think about one thing. If we move off emotionalism right now and do the latter, how that wouldn't put us in a better position, but it'll put us in a tougher position. What do I mean by that? We need him to finish out his term, lucid, in a clear manner, and then make that change or transition.
So a couple of things. There's a.
And that's going to take prayer.
It will. There's a thing called posse comitatus, which means you can't have the military in a state unless they're invited in. And I think all the border states would invite the military in to help them on the border. There are many National Guards from states around the country that are helping now. So I think that's a good point that you brought up.
Oh, I do, too.
And
absolutely.
As far as them wanting to be famous, you're right. For years, we used to jokingly call politics show business for ugly people because you know, that's really why they wanted their 15 minutes of fame. And now you've got social media that is, you know.
And they're getting 24 hours of fame.
They're getting 24 hours of fame. That's right. So a lot of good points there. Appreciate your call today. We'll take a break and then we'll take you up to the top of the hour.
Keeping you up to date with the latest news and weather is what we do every day.
It's the news I trust.
North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550 and FM 102.9 WDUN. Always here, always local.
Looking for exciting new games with a progressive jackpot you can win on the spot? Well, the wait is over. Introducing Quick Win from the Georgia Lottery, the fastest way to win a progressive jackpot that starts at $50,000.